down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop incredible deals of the day. Saturday, save 40% on super cute juniors dresses. Take 50% off dress shirts from designers you love. Save 50 to 70% on a selection of fine jewelry. Right dazzles. So many shoes, so little time. Get 30 to 50% off styles for her. And save on sheet sets or bed ensembles. Now only $29.99. Earn plenty points during Macy's one-day sale. Plenty. Lots of points. Lots of places. One rewards program. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Hit music and Toledo talk. The Saturday Morning Squad on Q105.
Stop laughing at my imaging.
I was laughing at Demetrius.
It is 8:53 on Saturday, October 21st. It's Eric, Demetrius, Philip, and let me introduce Jeffy McGee. I know can't hear it unless you can hear it.
Oh no, I can hear the Wonder Woman.
I thought that was Wonder Woman. I wasn't sure. Stop staring at me, Demetrius. It was an accurate statement, okay?
D, why are you staring at Philip?
He's just making cracks about me running the board. Let it go. Look, you don't yell at a pilot who just got called up from the back of the plane to finish the trip.
Well, if he's
hey,
not
the trip was a little
buttons.
Bumpy. Are you alive?
Around 9:30, we will do some Facebook Live on the Q105 Facebook page, which I guess Jimmy can't find.
No. Jante said hi, by the way.
Hi, Jante.
Hey, Jante.
Jante. I don't know, Jimmy, how to help you find the Q105 Facebook page. Q105.5, you're on your own for this, painter friend.
I don't know either, sorry.
We'll do some Facebook Live on there in about a half an hour or so. Janet Amid, our astrologer, will be by so we can make this first show as familiar as possible. And every Saturday from 8 to 10, and then you'll hear me otherwise throughout the weekend here on Q105.5. I've made the switch. And Jeffy McGee, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. It is absolutely wonderful to see you all. And
oh,
I
Jeff,
deeply
appreciate your voice.
I missed you guys so very much. I mean, that was the thing, is that ultimately, yeah, I don't think it's a big secret to let anybody know that I never have gotten paid for any of the radio gigs, and it's not anything like that. It's that I love hanging out with you guys. You are my friends, and I've missed you so much over the last few months. So I'm deeply thrilled to be here this morning.
Not to get too sobby with all this, but one of the things that I appreciated, like Dee's been here and on the radio longer than any of us. Mm-hmm. So he got a lot of feedback and questions when things went down. The amount of people that have reached out to me, and I was always not warned that this is a very loyal radio market, and the people that reached out to me in the way that they did, people that I didn't know, people that I became friendly with, people that I did know, like you guys, like, I know there's been some, there's the pizza guy drama, and he's been in jail, and I know that, like, when you sit in that seat of that morning show over there,
who?
Like,
yeah, okay,
you kind of go sideways in some ways. And I hope that I broke that curse, because I am so appreciative to have the friendship of you three and so many more people that we, Ijante,
yeah,
Jody texted me. Like, it's nice to know that I know that I talk about my antisocial behavior, that I can maintain some friendships.
And there have been such long memories of listeners as well, because I mean, just a couple weeks ago, I was stopped at the theater, and I will not say that I've been recognized regularly ever since, but it happens still that people come up and say, "Hey, Jeffy, how you doing?" And a few weeks ago, somebody recognized my voice and went on for a few minutes about how much they missed us and how much they wanted to hear us all back on the radio again. So that was wonderful to see that people really cared that much. Because after a while, when you're in this bubble, you kind of feel like you're broadcasting out and you're not sure if anybody's actually receiving. And it's
right.
Nice to get that verification that, you know what? People do care and people do like what we do. Yeah. So,
and that's why I tried to, you know, share with everyone around us, and we didn't do anything wrong. So
we're not toxic. We were worried about you in that seat for a second.
Yeah.
For a little bit. For like a hot second.
It was touch and go for
a minute.
I didn't hit my head on any ceiling fans moving couches. Yeah,
that is true.
I hit my head on my own DNA.
Uh-huh.
Jeff, we got a lot of fall TV movies.
Oh yeah, let's get to some movie stuff. The big story of the movie fall so far has obviously been It. I mean, my goodness, that just did bigger than anybody would have expected. I mean, they were calling even a $70 million weekend, and it massively overshot that. I mean, basically, it's the highest grossing horror movie of all time now. And ultimately, thank goodness for that, because holy cow, the rest of the movie year has been pretty lousy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been down a lot year on year. There have been a few big, wonderful surprises, like how well Wonder Woman did.
You have a comment?
It was awesome. Yeah. Wonder Woman
John Wick 2 came out.
What about John Wick 2 was, don't you talk about that cinematic piece of perfection.
They are making a third, so he can't fault that. But
Baby Driver was awesome.
They keep making scary movies. That doesn't mean that they're amazing.
But I'm just talking about the fact that it was successful enough to justify that. Okay. And a lot of people love John Wick 2. But I'm just talking about the fact that on a box office money level, this has been a very lousy year.
Yeah.
And ultimately, as we go ahead, they're going to be the big ones. Obviously, Star Wars is going to blow the roof off of everything. Mm-hmm. Justice League, there's a lot more anticipation about Justice League now that Wonder Woman is hit and proven the DC Universe
Killed
can make
it.
A good movie.
Killed it. I loved it.
But ultimately, right now, they're relying on those big movies because, holy cow, there has been a lot of massive disappointments that have happened in the past year.
Jeff, if I could hop in 1 second. Sure. I just read, I'm a big Michael Fassbender fan. Mm. I don't even know what he would be famous from, but you would know
Assassin's Creed. Absolutely, and this is the one time I'll say, worst movie ever.
And the new Alien movies, mm-hmm. he's in the Snowman movie, which mm-hmm. I wanted to see, mm-hmm. and apparently I know there's been a lot of Rotten Tomatoes drama over the last couple of months,
yep.
but it's got -3%.
Pretty much.
And he's a brilliant actor. So
Snowman, though,
he's a brilliant actor, but he doesn't control the rest of the movie, and I think that Assassin's Creed is the perfect example of that. The other thing, you could point out that he was Magneto in the mm-hmm. X-Men reboot movies, and so that was a big deal. But, I mean, that came out this weekend. Boo 2, which will do decent numbers,
What's
the new Madea movie.
Stop it.
Madea.
You will not.
Boo 2.
You will not.
I love that it's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween, not Boo a Madea Halloween 2. It just feels like, just to make it a little bit more arbitrary and weird. But what I love about that is that it was based on a gag in that Chris Rock movie. Do you remember that? In the movie Top 5. There was a joke mm-hmm. in there about a Madea Halloween movie is coming out. At which point Tyler Perry saw that and said, "Hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea." And he took
a joke. I got 15 minutes to kill. I can write a script. Everybody seems to love these things.
Is he the Black Seth MacFarlane?
I don't know. I think ultimately...
Who did I just insult?
No, I think he's like the Black Oprah. Come on, Oprah has surpassed.
He knows
color.
His audience, and he can really play to that audience, and he does very well. I mean, for goodness sakes, this is the 10th Madea movie, and they're still making a ton of money. Also, Geostorm, you want to talk about lousy examples on Rotten Tomatoes, that's even, I think, lower than The Snowman right now, as far as nobody liking that movie.
And I'm not a big Gerard Butler fan, but I like the concept because it reminds me, every time I see the promo for it, I'm like, oh, The Day After Tomorrow has a sequel.
It's from, it's from the same production team, so ultimately, they're just basically mining the same vein over and over again.
You mentioned Justice League without, to this point, emo Superman.
Right.
Star Wars, and the other big one is Thor that comes out in a couple weeks. What else good is coming out?
Well, you've got the holiday season, which means it's Oscar season. It's time to really start looking into the movies that are going to be contending for that. And what's interesting about this year is there's not a big frontrunner. I mean, by this point last year, everybody was already talking about La La Land. La La Land didn't win, but definitely made it to the finish line before it got tripped up
La La
Land. Oh, God, I remember.
I still haven't seen that.
I remember the Oscar drama.
Yep.
Yeah.
That,
and the winner is?
Is not the movie that we're saying it is. But everybody at least had that frontrunner. Now there's a lot of movies that are not necessarily front runners, but might be. I think that if you're going to put money on some movies getting nominated right now, The Shape of Water is going to be one, which is new movie from Guillermo del Toro, who did Hellboy, mm-hmm. who did Pan's Labyrinth. It's a new fantasy about a woman who falls in love with this amphibious creature who lives in a tank.
Oh, I see. Like in the 40s?
But everybody who's seen it has been very impressed by it. Mm-hmm. Call Me Your Name, which is a romance with Timothy Chalamet, I think I have that right, and Armie Hammer, which has gotten some controversy because
the movie's
going to
suck.
It's about a 17-year-old who falls in love with a grad student and so forth. So, also, The Darkest Hour, which is Gary Oldman playing Winston Churchill, is coming out before too long.
Yeah.
And I think unless something happens, that might finally be Gary Oldman's Oscar. Believe it or not, he does not have one. Hmm. I mean, he's one of our finest actors for a long time, and he still doesn't have an Oscar.
I just watched a movie about Churchill with another famous actor. I didn't know that this was coming
out. Yeah, this is a new one. It's about Churchill at the very beginning of World War II. You know what's also getting a lot of Oscar buzz, which is really interesting, is Get Out. That movie has held on.
That's the closest thing to a documentary I have ever seen.
Jeff, is it in the window to win an Academy for next year?
No, it would be this year. It came out in nominated for next year because it came out in February. It feels like it's been that long time ago. But what's interesting about it is that it's been out that long and people are still talking about it. And so really that, but I mean, when the Gotham nominations came out this week, Get Out got a lot of nominations, and all of a sudden people are like really taking it seriously as a nominee. I don't think it has a chance in hell of winning, but every year they always put in like some like populist movies that people really like, and they want to get that in there so people will be interested in the award.
In the awards, right, exactly. So, accurate.
Yeah. You're talking about The Big Sick, which is a Kumail Nanjiani movie, which has gotten
Who's
a lot
that?
Of good. Comedian. He was on the Daily Show for a
it's
long
about
time.
About how he met his wife, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She went into a coma, mm-hmm. and then he had that awkward experience hanging out with her parents for the first time she was in a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be very heartwarming and very touching and very good. So also Dunkirk, I should point out. I mean, that's almost a given in terms of like, it was a very successful movie in a not so successful summer, and it ended up, you know, being, it's a Christopher Nolan movie. It's going to get a lot of notice because Christopher Nolan is
and
great.
Harry Styles is really good in it.
Yeah, indeed.
let me swing you over. Do you have any streaming stuff or TV
yes,
stuff we can dive
indeed.
Into?
I want to get into the fact that new on Netflix next Friday, it's Stranger Things Season 2. It is time to get into that. So, yes, people have been waiting for this one for almost a year, ever since mm-hmm. the first season came out. So people are really looking into that. Also, a new Stephen King movie, another new Stephen King movie, 1922, it just hits Netflix as well. It's been a big pop culture year for Stephen King. Even if you subtract the unfortunate failure that was the Dark Tower movie, between it and Gerald's Game
movie.
getting a lot of good positive word,
and his incredibly hateful, incisive tweets toward the president.
if you want to classify them as that, I'm not going to say anything. So, but also, I want to point out that The Hateful Eight just hit Netflix as well, which was a movie from Quentin Tarantino that came out last year, the Western that he did.
It's been on Amazon Prime for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. So, and speaking of Amazon Prime, they just got American Horror Story Season 6 for those of you looking for something a little bit more Halloween.
Are you watching Seven, Eric?
Nope.
Oh, you really should. You really should. Here's the thing. I don't do clowns. It's not my thing by any means, but like it is. It's crazy. Like, it's deep. It's intense.
It's a really interesting idea.
It. Yeah.
It's a really interesting idea that they piggybacked it off of the election and made it a part, a story of modern society as much as it is anything else.
Hotel Roanoke, I wasn't really about that, but like this one's good.
Did you like Jack Reacher 2, D?
Yes.
Because I wasn't sure, because a lot of people didn't, and so that one just hit Amazon Prime as well. Anybody's interested in that one?
I love those Jack Reacher movies. I don't care.
I don't know like, what that is.
Based,
so
pure entertainment. I'm not a Tom Cruise fan, but man, sometimes it's just cool to listen to a guy who has some military experience and go like this: "I'm gonna punch you in the face, and then two of your friends are gonna run."
Philip,
and I'm like,
when you stepped away from the show, we really found our filter for good and bad movies.
Uh-huh.
If it's bad, uh-huh. and like you've seen a lot of promos for it, and there's recognizable faces, D has seen it.
Yes. also on Hulu, I want to point out, Eric, I don't know if you liked this show or not. They just put up the entirety of Smallville.
Didn't watch it.
Yeah,
but that's good news.
Yeah, you can give it a shot. But that's 10 seasons to go through.
That's
over 200 episodes, and it really went downhill toward the end.
Smallville is kind of the godfather for all the superhero shows on the CW now.
In a lot of ways. And basically, now the CW is like, what, 90%
that's
DC?
That's all you got. That and like Gilmore Girls, I think they still have.
No, they
don't
have Gilmore Girls anymore.
There you
that's
go.
On Netflix now.
Is Riverdale on CW?
Yes.
Yeah. But that is still a comic book show.
Time out. About Archie, right?
Yeah. Yep. Except it's a little more adult.
You watch that show, D?
I accidentally stumbled across it until I saw Mark Consuelos on it, and then I went, oh, I got to turn the channel.
You know you're like an 18, like apparently this is the only show that teenagers watch.
Hey, I get it.
What's fascinating about the Archie thing is that Archie has done an incredible job of keeping itself relevant by trying weird off-the-wall stuff, even in the comics. Mm-hmm. I mean, for goodness sakes, Archie versus Predator is a thing in the comics.
Wow.
And they will do that kind of stuff because they're like, you know what? We can't break this. It's Archie. Yeah. Let's go ahead and try some weird stuff. Sorry.
Do you want to ruin the ending for me and tell me about Archie versus Predator?
Archie wins. Archie
wins. Are you kidding me? That's not a life
word.
And
then he gets presented with an old antique gun.
Jeff, what do you want to wrap up with if you would?
Let's go ahead and talk about some video games really quick because Assassin's Creed Origins comes out this week.
There you go. They're in Egypt, right?
It is in Egypt, ancient Egypt movie. And then Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, for all of you who would for all of you who'd like to get your old school Nazi shoot 'em up, you got it right here.
Outstanding.
So. Don't give Charlottesville people any more ideas.
Can't get enough of shooting me up some Nazis.
Hey.
Man, I can't wait till they reboot this game.
But no, it should be a really fun week in pop culture, and we've got a lot of really cool stuff coming out. So I hope everybody enjoys the heck out of it.
Jeffy McGee, we'll do some Facebook Live on the Q105 Facebook page around 9:30 this morning. We've got some Candid Eat. We've got Janet Amid on the way after 9:30 as well. Let's try this.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. This is Q105 WQQO.